Good morning with us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start on the front page with the story about the family of a Waterfleet man who was killed by a Troy police officer last month, who has now filed a wrongful death claim against the city of Troy and Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelove.
The defendants listed in this notice of claim include the Troy police chief, a police captain, and Sergeant Randall French, who back on April 17th fired 8 shots through the windshield of a car driven by 37-year-old Edson Thevenin. Thevenin was killed in that confrontation, and now this lawsuit, which was filed on behalf of Thevenin's widow and their children, states that they're seeking up to $25 million in damages for personal injury, pain and suffering, and wrongful death. Spokesman for the city's declined to comment, but the notice comes just days after the Times Union reported that the district attorney in the case, Joel Abelove, allowed Sergeant French to have immunity from prosecution when the officer testified before a county grand jury last month. That grand jury cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. It happened only 5 days after the shooting. Police officials said the shooting was justified, and French fired the 8 rounds from his service weapon when Thevenin's car rolled into the officer's legs, pinning him against the police cruiser. The state attorney general has since stepped in to take over the entire case. Because of the immunity being granted, it seems that it would be impossible for the officer now to face any charges in the future should the attorney general find or determine any wrongdoing in its own investigation.
The Albany International Airport, what's going on over there?
Well, you may recall that the Albany County has proposed a law, and they're unique. It was aimed at making it safer at the airport. The New York Civil Liberties Union says this plan to make it a crime if people refuse additional security screening at the Albany County Airport. It won't make travel any safer, and it could be, possibly, an unwarranted intrusion into a person's personal liberties. The group has panned the proposal that Albany County has made, which Albany County contends will make it safer at the airport. The sheriff in Albany County had supported this measure, saying that it just filled in a gap because people who were tagged for an increased inspection were allowed to turn around and walk away from the airport. Well, what they want to do is continue with that inspection. They said it might catch someone who might have had intended to do something wrong. So the Civil Liberties Union is out there fighting it, saying that it won't do anything that they're saying, and it looks like they're ready to take it to court if necessary.
We've been talking with Mike Spain. He's the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these and other stories, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.